Dreams of Silver by Mina Bates. Translated by Allison Leyland. Performed by Jane Oppenheimer. The late afternoon sun beat down on the church of St. John at Hackney, framed by the leafless skeletons of winter trees. The chimes of the clock striking four alarmed a small flock of pigeons, which flew silently away from the church to find a sunny patch in the adjacent garden. But the blue sky was deceptive. A biting wind blew over the rooftops of working-class Hackney, making its inhabitants shiver. In one of the simple houses on Sutton Place, a child sat cross-legged on the floor, listening to the sounds drifting in from the street below. A bent old woman in a winter coat was huddled outside the house opposite, talking to herself. They were changing shifts down at the docks, and a procession of workers, cigarettes hanging from the corners of their mouths, streamed by. As they passed the old woman, she ranted and raved. No one took the slightest notice of the child who appeared at the second floor window. The cropped hair and too small jacket gave no indication of whether this was a boy or a girl. Only the fine curved eyebrows suggested the latter. Frowning, the child watched a long-legged spider creep from a crack in the wall and make for her legs. She edged toward the spider, but it scuttled behind a threadbare curtain that divided her makeshift sleeping area from the combined living room and kitchen. A pot lid rattled, and her nostrils were full of the unpleasant smell of boiling cabbage. The girl could only bear the steam from the kitchen if she kept the window open, so she wore a woolen scarf around her neck. To avoid having to think about food, the 9-year-old closed her eyes and daydreamed about happier times. Times when the winters had never seemed so cold because she could snuggle up to the people she loved the most, people who had warmed and comforted her. It seemed that, here in this house, every day was cold, and the nights were full of terrifying dreams. Lost in thought, she felt around in her sagging jacket pocket. Until a short time ago, a time that seemed as far away as the moon, she had kept a special treasure there, a silver music box that her grandpa had made for her papa many years ago. Oh, it was so pretty. And it even had a secret compartment. But her favorite part had been the little bird that jumped up from the lid and twittered whenever she pulled a tiny lever.